During the early 1960s, a great revival of folk music spread across the United States. Artists like Dave Van Ronk, Bob Dylan, Tom Rush, and Jack Elliott all established their reputations in the coffee clubs of New York's famous Greenwich Village. Then along came the Beatles, and many of these folk-oriented musicians traded in their acoustic guitars for electric Gibsons and Fenders. The music got louder and more complex as drums, bass, and vocal harmonies were added. And over the next few years, the acoustic guitar lost some of its power and importance. But of course, not all folk singers formed bands, and for those who remained solo artists, the acoustic guitar still played a vital role. This week, we're going to look at the music of one guitarist who remained true to the folk traditions. He's called Happy Traum, and as well as being a fine performer, singer, and guitar player, he combines these talents with those of a guitar teacher, writing instructional books and carrying on a very effective and popular tape service that offers guitar lessons. I remember Happy Traum from the early 1960s. His playing was greatly influenced by a name that appeared in our show on Leo Kottke, Lead Belly. And here we have Happy doing Lead Belly's famous tune, Relax Your Mind.
Relax your mind, relax your mind, ooh, makes you live a great long time. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Like when you're driving your automobile, keep your eyes on that windshield. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. And when the light turns red, put your foot down to the brake pedal. To relax your mind. And when the light turns green, ooh, put your foot on the gasoline. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Relax your mind. Relax your mind, whoa, it makes you feel like cherry wine. Sometimes you got to relax your mind. Relax your mind now. There was a man come to the railroad track. Ooh, now he forgot to relax. One time that he should have relaxed his mind. Relax your mind, Pat.
That was Lead Belly's Relax Your Mind, performed by Happy Traum with Pat Alger on mandolin. The sign of a truly great guitar player is not how complex he can play, but rather that the sounds he produces are music. And this is something that guitar players sometimes forget about, so that the listener has the feeling that they're listening to an IBM computer and not a musician. But the forte of Happy Traum is that he can take a blues and arrange it in a rather simple fashion to produce a very lyrical and moving and very musical performance. Here's a fine example of this. It's Happy doing Worried Blues. That was Happy Traum doing a beautiful rendition of Worried Blues. Amazingly, Happy Traum has been playing the guitar for well over 20 years, yet only in the last 3 or 4 years has he begun to perform and record as a solo musician. Happy came to the public's attention about 10 years ago with his friendship with the great Bob Dylan. They both lived in the community called Woodstock. Their children played together and they played tunes together around the fire, and people began to hear of Happy Traum's name via this relationship. Well, Happy can take the music of Bob Dylan and transform it into a very, very lovely and, again, lyrical musical form. Here we have Happy doing Buckets of Rain.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all these buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. Now I've been bleak, hard like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you need me, honey, baby, I'll be near. I like your smile and your fingertips, like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is giving me misery. Thank you.
that was Happy Traum doing Buckets of Rain. Well, in fact, if you heard the guitar playing there, he even combined some snapping bass a la the Mississippi Delta with some Nashville guitar. And that's an interesting facet of Happy Traum. He is constantly trying to study and learn new guitar styles. Fortunately for us as listeners, Happy is well on his way in his solo career. And after his first solo album, he did a second called The American Stranger. And on that, it had a very wonderful blend of traditional tunes and contemporary tunes, tunes sung and tunes just played instrumentally. This is my favorite track from the record. It's called The Eighth Day of January. That was a taste of the flat picking of Happy Traum, and he was playing with various friends from Woodstock, New York, doing the 8th day of January, or as it's more popularly known, the Battle of New Orleans. Next week, we're going to hear some fantastic and complex ragtime picking by a fellow called David Laidman. We'll see you then.